The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Why did a judge throw out the FBI's hacking campaign warrant, the one that allowed them to install what they called a network investigative technique on, it looked like, over 1,000 computers, 1,300 computers or so, and made over 137 arrests. Now it looks like all of those arrests will have to be thrown out. Unless those people already pled guilty. I guess if you get arrested for something that was based on a false warrant and you plead guilty, I don't think that throwing out the warrant is going to invalidate that, right?
I think you're probably screwed.
Yeah, I think so. So we'll get into more of the details on that here in moments. There's a great piece from Motherboard over at Vice.com that really gets into it. It's Ian with you here tonight.
James.
And Conan.
First, to the phones and to the fun. As we kick off the second hour, we'll go to Stephen. He's on the line from the free coast of New Hampshire. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to talk about some Bitcoin merchant outreach I've been doing.
Yeah.
Strategy for that. And also the model of the floating Bitcoin meetup I really like in Keene.
You and Derek J have been, you guys just moved back here after having taken a long vacation during the wintertime down in South America. You guys have hit the streets out there in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and you made a video that is all about like how to kind of approach business owners, and I really love that. I'm still waiting, by the way, for that post on freekeen.com. You need to needle Derek about that. Because they made this great video, and they posted it to Facebook, and I'm like, no, we need more people to see this. Let's put it up on the blog, because this is really great work, what you're doing there. You actually will just go ahead and buy a phone for a business owner that's willing to accept Bitcoin. I think that's a great way to kind of get over one of those initial hurdles of, why the objections that a business owner would come up to as far as, I'm not sure about this Bitcoin. I have to get a tablet or something. Well, you're like, well, here's a $20 phone from Walmart, right?
Yeah. So my goal is to make it as simple as possible for a merchant to take our Bitcoin and get it into their bank account, essentially. And I've been doing it for a long time, and I've signed up a bunch of different merchants. And the best way I've found is to get them set up with one specific app on a mobile device. It's the Checkout app by BitPay.
Yep.
And I pre-install it right on a new Android phone, which at Walmart is $19. No tax in New Hampshire, so 19 even, pretty much.
Yep.
And then that can connect to the Wi-Fi network at the place that you want to go. So, for instance, there's a laundry place. I can go connect to the Wi-Fi network there and then try to get the owner of the business to talk to them about Bitcoin. They're almost always way more interested than just a person who works in the business.
Right.
And walk them through it. I always have these flyers that you make that are for New Hampshire Bitcoin outreach flyers, but there's lots of different flyers you can get online, and I give that to them one time, then I come back again and I show them the phone and the device, because they want to know how do they accept it. And so it's great to just have a device to show them, and it has their merchant app right there on it. And
love it.
Yeah, so far I haven't gotten any of them to take one of these free devices, but
now hold on.
Sure, like,
now you've only been here for what, 3 weeks? Two?
Oh, yeah. So I just moved as far as the Free State Project. I was a signer, and so I finally came to Portsmouth a few weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And how many businesses in less than a month have you approached about this?
Well, basically every business I ever go to, so several dozen.
Wow. That's impressive.
I talked to the toll guy, too. He was super interested. And he was into it.
I've been doing it more often, but I can't say I'm doing it that often. And if you keep that rate up, you guys on the Seacoast are going to beat Keene as far as the highest ratio of Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita. Right now, Keene has beaten San Francisco If you actually, because I don't know if you've seen the, they've got the, there's like somebody who's done a breakdown. They've looked at coinmap.org and they've counted up how many different businesses accept Bitcoin in various different cities around the globe. And then they, you know, divide by the population and they figure out, you know, how many per capita there are. And they found that San Francisco was number one, but they obviously didn't look at Keene because Keene beat San Francisco, in its ratio. But it sounds like if you keep putting that kind of effort into it, you're going to have some good results out there because it you know, it's possible. Bitcoin's a great thing for local businesses. You know, it's an international currency, but it also can be very hyper-local. I'll give you a good example of this. Here in Keene, there's a food truck that accepts Bitcoin called the Farm Concessions, and it's kind of like a vegetarian food truck. They've been taking it for more than a year. And there's a lady who runs a corner store called Corner News who has accepted Bitcoin for like probably going on 3 years now. She's been into it for a little while. And so I found out last year that the lady who runs the corner shop, when she goes to lunch, she goes over to the vegetarian food truck and she spends her Bitcoin with them.
Very nice.
Yeah, so there's like a little Bitcoin mini economy going on here, and I think that's pretty cool.
I could definitely vouch that having lived in San Francisco for the past 3 years, that being in Keene, there's definitely more places that accept Bitcoin. And they're all a lot closer. And especially there's more people that accept it for just like in-person transactions and things. It's way more prominent. So New Hampshire is the place where Bitcoin is used the most. So it basically is a local currency for New Hampshire because we're the users of it. We're the main users in the world.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true. And so what's your motivation here? Because one of the problems with what you're doing is that you can't really monetize it, or at least no one has figured out how to do this that I know of. We're all just doing it for the love of Bitcoin, for the future of the currency, for the, you know, the sake of doing activism. But you can't really go to a business, especially when you're spending money to buy them a phone, and actually down the line or even immediately make any kind of paycheck at this, right? Is this is what you're doing for activism. It's not something you could, or have you figured out a way to monetize this?
Well, I think it has been monetized by us, but the reason I'm doing it is to not use the Fed, to get people out of the Fed debt slavery.
Sure.
Obviously. But as we spread this to more places, the currency becomes more useful and more liquid.
Right.
And I know that my effort is not going to raise the price individually, but if I broadcast this message around, so many more people are doing it. And so I get paid in these coins that are always appreciating in value. So it really is monetized if you take into account the value of the coin that keeps going up.
Well, the more people keep that going up, but hopefully it will continue to go up.
I mean, if you do average, like year over year average for the last 5 years, it's a pretty good investment.
I tend to agree with you. I hope that it will continue to go up. And I think it's true that the more people take it, the more businesses take it, the more likely that it is going to go up over time. So
people want to know about Bitcoin, and they want people who have expertise in cryptocurrency. And so it helps getting all kinds of great cutting edge jobs. And I definitely had all kinds of work because of the Bitcoin activism that I had done.
I love it. Was there more that you wanted to share about your outreach experiences?
Well, people are pretty positive about it. It takes like 6 or 7 touches for someone to really get it. So just keep going, even if they've only heard about it once or twice.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the floating Bitcoin meetup that we have out here. It's something that we started a few months ago in Keene because we were having a Bitcoin meetup at the same place every single month. And so we decided to add a second monthly meetup a couple weeks away from that one and sort of change the location on that. And the idea is to go to new businesses and pitch them on accepting Bitcoin. And so we haven't been going for the managers yet. We've just been kind of going to restaurants and talking to the server and kind of hitting them up. And the way that I've approached it has been to put a cash tip down, you know, a decent 20% tip or whatever, and then tell them, hey, look, I'll double your tip if you'll accept the doubling, you know, the extra amount in Bitcoin. And that sort of opens the conversation because what server doesn't want to get twice a decent sized tip? And it's been pretty successful at getting the servers to install a Bitcoin wallet on their cell phones and accept it. And so I'm glad you like that. We're going to continue doing it here in Keene, and maybe you guys will do that out on the seacoast as well.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to find out how exactly you're doing that. So talk to the servers. I've been talking to owners. I know they're not always there. Yeah,
that's certainly the way to go. If you can talk to the owners, we're just kind of taking it slow, I guess, with this. And great work, Stephen. Keep us in the loop, and I hope to see more of it online and get Derek to post it over at freekeen.com so more people can see that video.
Yeah. Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. And with you in tonight, it's Ian.
James.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can go check out the Shire Society. You heard about Stephen, who was on the line here a moment ago, talking about some of his cool Bitcoin activism that he's doing out on the seacoast of New Hampshire. A lot of people like Stephen are moving to New Hampshire, not just Bitcoin people, but just liberty people, people who understand what libertarianism is, what voluntarism is, people who really get the ideas of liberty. That's the reason why the three of us are here. It's the reason why we even know each other, because we all came from, in this case, in the studio, we all came from different parts of the South. James, you from Georgia. I was from Florida. Conan, you were originally from Tennessee, but we're living in Florida, I think.
Nope, other way around.
Okay. You were originally in Florida and then living in Tennessee.
Yep, and we all have one thing in common. Get the government out of my life.
That's right. We want more freedom.
Get it out of my business.
And we're willing to get together with other people who have a similar mindset. And if that sounds attractive to you, to move together with people who love liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it, go to ShireSociety.com. You can sign up, sign the Shire Society Declaration. There's no membership. In fact, the Shire Society doesn't even collect... officially collect any names. You can publicly sign the Shire Society Declaration if you want to. There's like a comment section on the website. You can leave your name there if you want. Or you can just print it out, sign it privately, and then never tell anyone that you've signed it. So it's totally up to you how you sign that declaration. And then it's up to you where you move in New Hampshire, which is the destination for thousands of liberty-minded people who are coming here. And you can go to ShireSociety.com to learn more about that. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's go to Jeff. He's in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. I was listening to Stephen there, and you guys are always talking about the advertisement, you know, both the Amazon, where you can save it first or something like that.
Saveitfirst.com. Yeah, it'll save you big time on Amazon.
Well, so basically what I was thinking is, okay, well, you guys know I do, like, wood carving and that, and if I could somehow accept Bitcoins, and so maybe this guy has a system down. I mean, that's one thing.
Yeah, you can there's a couple of different websites like Coinbase or BitPay. Stephen was recommending BitPay when he was on the line here, and they do have a really great merchant app, which is what he was talking about there. These are two websites, but they're not the only two. They're just the biggest players in what's called the merchant services area of Bitcoin. So making it so like a checkout register or whatever can accept Bitcoin, that's one of the ways that you can do it. What I would recommend you do is get started at Bitcoin.com, because there are probably people listening who've never even really heard of Bitcoin, or they don't really know what it is. It's a decentralized currency. It's not created by the government or banks. So when you cut out governments and banks from money, you cut out the middlemen, and you get to a money that's actually for the people and actually does what it says it's going to do. So that's what I'd recommend you do, is start at Bitcoin.com, and they'll teach you there how you can get a free Bitcoin wallet, and they'll tell you how you can actually go ahead and acquire some Bitcoin.
So get that wallet before getting the card, the phone thing that he's talking about.
So what the wallet is a piece of software that allows you to manage your Bitcoin. And the phone that he was talking about is just any old phone, any smartphone can run these wallets. And so the wallet's just a program that you run on your either your computer or your smartphone. So there's different wallets. They're all free. They all have kind of different ups and downs or features or whatever. And some are more simple for like a beginner than others that are more advanced.
Yeah, I personally use Coinbase. I
use their Coinbase wallet?
I like that. If I ever want to buy Bitcoin, I buy through them, and I actually use their wallet as well. But I don't have a whole lot of Bitcoin available. But if I did, I would actually create virtual wallets and move some of that money over to them. And I would use Coinbase as my merchant wallet.
I think Coinbase is a good starting point. As long as you're not obsessed with privacy, Coinbase is a good
place
to get Bitcoin.
They want your bank information and your credit card information if you want to purchase that way.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I guess what I'm asking, now there's different things that I'm asking here. One thing is, one question is, what kind of stuff, you know, like I would make, would people who are Bitcoin users, they're probably libertarians, what kind of stuff would they want, like freedom-oriented plaques or something, or...
I just went to, you said wood carving, so I went straight to Etsy.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that site. A lot of art.
Do they take Bitcoin at Etsy?
No, they do not, but that's what I was checking. So Etsy.com, lots of art. And I looked up Bitcoin, and there's pages after page of Bitcoin paraphernalia, coins, and here I'm looking at some dye with the Bitcoin logo on them, and here's a toilet seat with the Bitcoin on it.
Yeah, like wooden carved.
No, they're all kinds of, you know, it looks like some of this might be 3D printed. A lot of them are, I see some buttons and stuff.
Well, one thing that Save It First has started doing on their site is they've actually allowed merchants to open up. So SaveItFirst.com is doing more than just allowing people to buy through Amazon. They're actually allowing people to sell products directly through their website. So some of these Amazon and eBay and Etsy.
And that's kind of what we need, because like eBay, for example, if you put Bitcoin, like I take Bitcoin listing, they will pull it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because they've pulled mine before.
So, Jeff, that's what I do. I'd start at Bitcoin.com and just start kind of researching the community before you decide to really put stuff out there and, you know, get familiar with Bitcoin, get experienced with receiving and sending it, and then figure out how to list your items.
The simplest thing for you, I think, would be, like, set up a simple e-commerce site, and then you can, like, integrate Bitcoin into that, like if you wanted to sell your wood products yourself.
Okay, so if I have a site right now, basically turn it in, get it made into a regular E to accept credit cards and all that stuff.
Well, you could, in theory, like the simplest thing you could do is just have a web page and have the QR code on your web page, and then people could mail, like basically send you the payment. Like,
there's systems
hard to explain,
that make that easier, though. The Coinbase makes that easier because Coinbase will create a new QR code for every single sale, and you don't want to have multiple sales going to the same destination.
Yeah, it refreshes like every 20 seconds or something,
right.
Something like that.
So now we're getting into the more technical side of things. I'd recommend you just do some reading online. Jeff, start at Bitcoin.com, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We use Coinbase at Free Talk Live's AMP program. So when you go to amp.freetalklive.com, Coinbase actually allows you to sign up for the AMP program with Bitcoin. And you can do that one of two ways. You can do it through a Coinbase subscription, which normally is something that Bitcoin doesn't really allow for, because the way Bitcoin works is it's sort of like a push medium, meaning that you, the buyer, push your Bitcoins out to the person who's receiving them, the business or the individual or whatever. And then that transaction's done at that point. You, the buyer, cannot just reverse that transaction. There's no one you can go to besides the business owner and say, oh, well, I need to get a refund. You can't just challenge that transaction and have it reversed like you can in PayPal or with a credit card.
Personally, I like that because I've signed up for whatever through companies and they keep billing me. And I'm like,
yeah.
You have to call them and, like, you know, like some of the worst ones, like, you might as well get a new credit card.
Because they won't answer your call.
Yeah, it's like a pain to cancel it. And they keep charging you, like, whatever, $9.99 each month.
Sure. And that's one of, and a lot of people have had those situations. But the other side of that is, as a customer, that means you can't really have a subscription service with
Bitcoin. Well, deal with reputable businesses would be my response to that.
But Coinbase has allowed you to do that. So the way Coinbase has done it is because you can have your Bitcoin held on Coinbase, they've created a system that allows you to make subscription payments so long as you have the appropriate amount of Bitcoin in your Coinbase wallet.
Hmm.
So they've actually gotten around that issue, which is pretty cool. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. More about the Fed's hacking tool coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Plus, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch, FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, you may join us to talk about whatever's on your mind. We were discussing Bitcoin outreach. And, of course, if you've got any questions about Bitcoin, we are all pretty well-versed in the technology. Free Talk Live has been accepting Bitcoin for a number of years now. If you would like to throw us some Bitcoin into our tip jar, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our QR code there, which is super easy to use, and we certainly appreciate it. If you've got other altcoins, as they're called, because Bitcoin isn't the only cryptocurrency out there. There's things like Dogecoin and Litecoin and Ethereum. So if you want to send us some of those things, you can use our Shapeshift.io app on bitcoin.freetalklive.com, which makes it easy to send us dozens of those altcoins. So that's Shapeshift.io, which you'll find on bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Gentlemen, shall we get back into the FBI?
Let's finish this one up.
Situation. The story from the motherboard, motherboard.vice.com, about the FBI putting a hacking tool, which they call a network investigative technique, It's translation hacking tool. We've hacked thousands of computers, they say. The ruling, though, what happened on Wednesday was a district court judge, federal level, threw out evidence obtained via that hacking tool that the FBI placed on a child pornography website called Playpen. And specifically here, the ruling centered around the warrant that was used to access it and to put that hacking tool on it and the seniority of a judge who signed the warrant. The move could have consequences for the hundreds, if not over 1,000, remaining cases in the United States and perhaps further afield. The order came in response to a motion to suppress evidence, in other words, to exclude particular pieces of evidence brought forward by investigators from the case, which was filed by lawyers for Alex Levin. Investigators searched Levin's residence in August of 2015 and found 7 illegal videos and a photo on one of his laptops. That search was conducted after the FBI used this NIT, or hacking tool, on a Playpen, on the Playpen site, which obtained Levin's alleged IP address. It's the warrant that the FBI used to deploy the NIT, which Levin's attorney, Mr. J.W. Carney Jr., held issue with. Carney wrote, quote, "The government search of the defendant's computer, along with those of the individuals across the country, was in violation of the jurisdictional requirement for searches under federal criminal code." The two rules he mentions relate to what sort of searches that magistrate judges can authorize, and, in short, mean that a magistrate judge can only sign off on seizures that relate to a location within their judicial district. There's a short list of exemptions, such as terrorism cases, but they don't apply here. The judge who signed the NIT warrant was Magistrate Judge Teresa C. Buchanan in the Eastern District of Virginia. Buchanan's office has repeatedly declined to answer questions from Motherboard over the course of its reporting. Mm. In his motion to dismiss, the lawyer writes, quote, "Rule 41 simply does not permit a magistrate judge in Virginia to authorize the search of the defendant's computer located in Massachusetts." So is this a technicality, or is this the way the rules should work, where a judge in one district shouldn't be able to decide what goes on in other districts outside of their reach? The warrant, the attorney wrote, Carney Jr., writes, quote, "inaccurately states that the evidence sought is located in Eastern District of Virginia, and this is the district from which the FBI ran the child pornography site," which is, by the way, one of the most relevant parts of this whole case, is that the FBI ran this child pornography website. So they became responsible for the distribution of who knows how many thousands, because the site had 200,000 users. They ran it for a solid 2 weeks straight. So, you know, we don't know how many of those 200,000 users logged in within that time frame, but I suspect it was quite a few, and I would suspect that thousands upon thousands of child pornography images and videos were distributed on the FBI's watch because of what the FBI had done. So that's one of the more, I think, unique points here. But anyway,
that a lot of people probably fail to even consider.
Right. I mean, this is tantamount to the DEA selling heroin to people so they could then turn around and arrest them later on.
Or the CIA trafficking cocaine.
So, Virginia was the district from which the FBI ran the child pornography website to deliver the malware to the 1,300-plus computers. But the actual place to be searched, he argues, was the location of the computers which were infected by the NIT. William G. Young, the judge who was tasked with assessing the motion to suppress, largely agreed. Young wrote in his order, quote, "that the website A server is located in the Eastern District of Virginia is, for purposes of Rule 41b1, immaterial, since it is not the server itself from which the relevant information was sought." So if they could have gleaned, so let's say this, on this site, this underground Tor-based child pornography website, if there was some data that was actually on that site about the users, let's say one of their users left their address on there, or one of their users, you know, left their real name or something like that on one of their profiles. Well, because it was stored on the server, that would have been legit to collect that information. But the judge is saying, well, because you collected information from computers that were outside of the District of Virginia that I've authorized this for, we got to throw all this out, he says. Quote, "even if the court were to conclude that the Rule 41B violation was ministerial, suppression would still be appropriate, as Levin has demonstrated that he suffered prejudice." Young wrote, that's the judge writing that, in this context, prejudice means that a defendant was subjected to a search that might not have happened in the first place, if Rule 41, which is the rule governing judges' reach, had been correctly followed. In this case, that didn't happen, as the search of Levin's house and his laptops was based on the NIT warrant. So, if they hadn't have gotten the first warrant, which the judge is saying was illegal, they couldn't have gotten the second warrant. And so that's probably going to mean that a lot of these cases are going to be thrown out, presuming the government is not successful with its what will likely be inevitable appeals here. Law enforcement is sometimes granted something called the good faith exception. That is, if the investigators are considered to have acted on what they believed was a legal, robust warrant, then whatever they collect in the investigation is legitimate because, well, they thought it was legit.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't purposefully trying to break the law or the rules. But the judge writes that even if the good faith exception could apply to a warrant issued without jurisdiction, that he wouldn't lean towards it. He notes that whether the exception can apply where a warrant is void is an unresolved question. Quote, it was not objectively reasonable for law enforcement, particularly a veteran FBI agent with 19 years of federal law enforcement experience, to believe that this warrant was properly issued considering the plain mandate of Rule 41B. And so it's not uncommon, and we'll get back to the story here in a moment, but it's not uncommon for bureaucrats to cut corners.
Or to plant evidence.
Or to plant evidence, that's certainly true. Or to be sloppy, though. You can more count on a bureaucrat to be sloppy and drop the ball than I think to plant evidence.
Because they're the good guys, and it's not their money at the end of the day, and they have all the time and resources available to them. So if they do make a mistake, whatever. I mean, it's not my money.
Well, and they know that if they cut the corners and they can get to an arrest, half the time somebody's going to take a plea deal, so it won't matter.
More than 95%?
Right. So you never know what their case is like unless you don't take the plea and you go to trial. You don't get discovery
until
you do that.
And then they punish you for not taking the plea.
That's true.
Yeah, that reminds me of like the parallel construction. So like maybe they found out you're doing, I don't know, let's say you're selling drugs. Like maybe the NSA said, Mr. Smith here is a drug dealer. I legally can't tell that to the DEA, but like, you should pull over his car, you know, at this time. Like, if you don't take that plea, that never comes out.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about why the warrant got tossed. And we'll, of course, link to the full story on our Facebook and Twitter, which you can access anytime you want here on Free Talk Live. Get on the air with us at 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype, lrn.fm.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is LRN.FM. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
James.
And Conan.
We're talking about the FBI's warrant that authorized them to put a hacking tool, which is the more accurate term for what they call a network investigative technique. It's just a technique. It's just a little program that we're putting on this website in order to hack into people's computers. Now, of course, they're going to argue that, well, the people's computers into whom they're hacking are child pornographers, but that's not really true. They're hacking a website that hosted child pornography. That doesn't mean that the supermajority of the people who were on that website were actual child pornographers. It's likely that the supermajority of the people on that site were people who were interested in maybe viewing that sort of thing, but not likely the people who created it. Yeah, of the 1,300 IP addresses they've gotten and the 137 or so arrests, I suspect the minority would be actual creators of child pornography.
And here's the thing, like, you know, you can hack someone's computer. Like, let's say I'm a hacker and, like, I want to do something that's, you know, highly illegal. Like, I would just install a piece of malware on your computer and get your computer to do it.
Like, that's true.
That you can read about, they're calling, like, zombie computers where, like, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of computers, probably millions, are infected with, you know, malware. And they do things without the user's consent. Like, people don't know every single thing on your computer. Like, if you download stuff off the internet and install it, or... You know, the classic example is people click on things that they get in their email and it affects their computer. You know, even
good software is usually coming, maybe not malware, but it's definitely adware.
Yep, that's true.
And even in closed networks, like, you know, the NSA has a closed network. They call it NSA Net. It's not connected to the internet. They get malware. They get infections on their computer, and they're not even connected to the internet.
You know, there are even some more, like, legitimate software uses this really annoying sort of ride-along technique that's for people that aren't paying attention, it's going to get them. when you're installing software, there's probably people who just
hate those.
Okay, accept, accept, accept. They'll just hit the okay button and they're not reading what's going on. Well, guess what? On some software, like especially software that's given away for free, they need to make money.
That's right. So this is how they make their money.
So what they do is they accept money from another software company that says, hey, package our software with your software, and we'll put it in the install screen, and then people won't pay attention. They'll just hit accept, and they'll accept it. So, like, if you're installing, let's say, uTorrent, which is one of the most popular torrenting pieces of software out there, they will give you at least two other offers of other software that you probably don't want anything to do with and could very well be this adware software that you're talking about.
And you have to specifically decline those other two.
Right, and sometimes they make you, like, click a little radio button before you can hit decline, yeah. And there's, like, usually one or two extra steps.
They confuse you.
Yeah, it's purposefully confusing. If you're not paying the close attention, you will end up installing stuff you did not intend to, and you don't know what that stuff is doing.
You know, my father, you know, he... Every time I go home, it's like I have to put a new version of Windows on it, on his computer. And, like, you know, he's not a stupid man. Like, he's relatively smart. And, you know, it's just, like...
Just not paying attention?
Yeah, like normal people. Like, he'll download stuff, you know, he'll install stuff, and he'll be like, you know, like... And then he's like, oh, my computer's acting up, and I'll look at it, and it's just, like, full of crap, basically.
Oh, yeah. And then there's, like, those pop-ups on the internet that say, your computer is infected. Click here to solve the problem. And then you click there, and you get infected with something, or you get some madware or malware or whatever.
They don't know how to close the program out without actually clicking on something.
Well, my favorite
Control, Alt, Delete, Task Manager. Close it that way.
You know, this drives me crazy as, like, a somewhat computer-savvy person, but he says, well... I removed the antivirus software because it kept telling me I need to update it and run scans, and it was annoying.
Oh, man.
So I said, well, that's the equivalent of, like, you're driving through a dangerous neighborhood, and, like, you put your windows down, and, like, you know, like, you unlock your doors. Like, it just doesn't make sense to
do that. You just leave your wallet sitting on the seat.
So let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Richard is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just you know, I've listened to the show since like 2007, something like that. I mean, not every day, but you know, when I can get it, I get it, and I try to turn people on to it and stuff. And
thanks.
After everything that happened, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you guys are great. Like, it really. It's a good angle on things, and the people I turn on to it, it's really changed how they kind of see things. Like, it's kind of tossed them off their axis a little bit, and so they, you know, just kind of see the world in a different way. And so I love your show, man. I totally love your show.
Okay, what were you calling about tonight?
Well,
he loves the show.
I don't like those calls. I want to hear an issue.
Well, okay. No, I'm not. I'm not totally calling to be a fanboy or anything like that.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you're doing a show on, you know, on the FBI and all that. I mean, is it really wise to stir the pot? I mean, that takes balls. And
we've been stirring
that?
The pot on Free Talk Live for more than a decade. I mean, we get on the radio and talk about ending the federal government.
Well,
so
let's be realistic. I mean, they've already come in our house at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning with, you know, 10 plus people with guns. Like, I mean, what else are they
going to
do?
On their best behavior, mind you.
But he brings up a good point, though, because you guys were talking about the honeypot 5 days before the raid.
Or somewhere around there, like
and
a week or two.
You just happened to get hit by the exact same article you guys were discussing.
That's
that
true.
No one else was talking about. And I know Mark is vehemently explaining it like it is. They were running this site. The FBI was running this site for 2 weeks. I mean,
yeah, there's a conspiracy. There's certainly a conspiracy to be had about that. I don't know what the truth is, but Richard, are you saying that we shouldn't be talking about the fact that the warrant that the FBI had got thrown out?
It did get thrown out because
you must not have been listening to the show.
I just tuned in and I heard you guys talking about it, and I was like, whoa, and I just caught a few sentences, and I called it.
So the warrant, just bring you up to speed, the warrant that initially authorized the network investigative technique that was the hacking tool that the FBI put on this child porn site that they then ran for 2 weeks and collected IP addresses with, that warrant has been thrown out as invalid at the
in this particular case
so you're
in Massachusetts.
Back?
No, not yet. That would require us to, that would require my attorney to file a motion to dismiss, some sort of motion to return the property, but I suspect that won't be immediately successful because it's likely the U.S. attorney is going to appeal this decision, and so that means it'll probably be in their custody for even longer than we expect.
So you're not getting lit up, basically.
Lit up?
Well, I mean, they're not, the prosecutor is not, like, you know, throwing flack your way.
Are you saying, are you, when you say lit up, do you mean getting charged criminally with something?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, yeah,
well, I don't expect anyone to be charged criminally with child pornography here at the LRN.FM studios, because
well,
I don't expect them to find anything.
They can make that stuff up. They could make that up. So they're not going to be doing that.
Would, if this warrant is tossed, that would prevent them from making something up. So that is one good thing about this, because that was my one concern is, you know, unlike you, James, you had a full disk encryption on your computer. The other computers here did not. And, you know, anyone was open to come. You want to sit, you know, if you're working at the studio, you can sit in on the studio computer and use it for stuff. So,
my big fear is they don't let you watch. They don't let you record.
Right.
It'd be so easy. Like, let's say I'm a bad FBI guy. I could have a thumb drive just full of garbage and be like, oh, looky what I found. And then you're screwed. It's the same, like, kind of nonsense that, you know, like, I'm not saying that this is a common thing, but, if I was a law enforcement officer, like, yeah, sure, I keep a little bag of pot with me. And then if, like, someone gives me a hard time, like, oh, yeah, okay, buddy. Like, I say, oh, look what I found.
Yeah, that's a good point, James.
Well,
you know, if they found something, it might not have even been on a computer. It might have been on some thumb drive that some FBI agent submitted into the evidence. Because they gave us a list of something like 48 or whatever devices. I don't know what all those damn devices were on that list. Mm. Because they took devices from every room of this home. And as you said, James, we couldn't watch. We were sitting in the middle of the house in one room, and so who knows what all those things are. Thanks for your call, Richard. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE.
It's like, yeah, I mean, like that's the really big fear I have. You know, one thing, you know, I've been twice in my life, I've been driving and got pulled over, and they're like, can we search your car? And I said, you know, no. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, we had the drug dog alert on it. And my big fear was that they're going to, like, toss in a bag of marijuana and be like, and then, like, steal my car and put me in jail.
Right.
And, like, that's been my fear my entire life.
Well, thankfully, they didn't in that instance.
That's right.
And, you know, hopefully they wouldn't in this instance. We don't know how many of the FBI agents in the FBI are corrupt. Certainly, some of them are. But since this warrant has thrown out court decision has thrown out the initial warrant, it seems to bode well. We'll continue.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.